Anglia.
In Focus.
And a very good morning. This is Mark Lindsay on East Point Radio. The programme is the Monday Montage. And at this time on a Monday, we invite individuals and organisations to join us on the programme to talk about the various services which they provide for the community. And I'm hoping now that on the line is going to be Kath Hutton, who's from Beccles and Lowestoft Sea Cadets. A very good morning to you, Kath.
And good morning to you, Mark.
How are you? Are you all right?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Now, I understand that there are currently some 59 cadets of all ages involved with the Beccles and Lowestoft Sea Cadets. Tell us about the various things which you get involved with.
Yes, that's right. We're a very vibrant unit of young people aged 9 to 18. And we have Sea Cadets and Royal Marine Cadets. So as you can imagine, they have a wide variety of activities that they can engage in. Over the summer months, we like to spend most of our time underwater, as you would expect. We can offer the cadets dinghy sailing, kayaking, paddle sport using stand-up paddle boards. We have... We teach them rowing and also powerboat qualifications as well. We use the RYA scheme and they can work towards various qualifications. And if that wasn't enough, we can also offer mountain biking as well.
Oh, my word, such a variety then. I think it's wonderful that you can involve young people with the Beccles and Lowestoft Sea Cadets. And in this day and age, I think that everybody who gets involved with organisations such as the Sea Cadets is on a real winner, aren't they?
They are, and I think what's important is that, we're offering young people opportunities that they may not necessarily be able to access themselves. And although there is a monthly subscription fee for the unit, the rest, once that's out of the way, everything else is offered to them virtually free of charge. They can also access Duke of Edinburgh and a range of BTEC qualifications in team leading and personal development as well. So all of this, really adds to a young person's profile, alongside their academic qualifications when it comes to building their CV and moving into the world of work. But more importantly, what we're offering is fun, and they do enjoy, especially when we're out and about doing the outdoor activities, they really enjoy what they're doing and work well together across the age group.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. Now, what is your, for want of a better word, your catchment area? I know you're the Beccles and Lowestoft Sea Cadets. Is it all the surrounding area as well?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, we recruit primarily in the towns, but obviously in the outlying villages and the area. If we're based in Beccles itself, our headquarters is down right down on the river on Fen Lane. Our boating station is also down there as well. And we have our sailing station is out at Weybread Lake at Harlesden. So we've got quite a big real estate from which to carry out our activities as well.
Certainly sounds good. Now, let's give out some contact information. How can people find out more about the Beccles and Lowestoft Sea Cadets? What's the best way they can get in contact?
Well, if you want to see lots of photographs of our cadets doing their exciting activities, then please do look at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/BecclesSCC. We put everything on there. Last night, for example, we had our awards night, which is our culmination of all the awards that the cadets have been working for the last 12 months and the awards and trophies that go with those. A very, very big evening for us. We had the Mayor of Beccles and Deputy Mayor of Beccles, as well as representatives from a lot of the local military organisations like the Legion and the Royal Naval Association, who support the cadets in lots of ways. And we're there to provide the trophies. So those photos will be going up shortly. And all of our summer camp activities. We also, if you want to contact with a view to joining the unit, The phone number is 01502 711 858, and our email is info@becklesseacadets.uk.
That's great. I'll ask you for those details again a little bit later on. But I know that recently I've heard from the Raiden WI, and they really enjoyed a very interesting talk by yourself, talking all about the Beckles and Lowestoft Sea Cadets. They really enjoyed that. Have you got any further talks planned?
I haven't at the moment, but I am always open to any requests to come and bring my presentation. So if there are any local organisations out there that would like me to speak to their members, I'd be very pleased to receive those requests. And you know, one of the aspects of obviously running a unit that's as active and as thriving as us is the fundraising, and we are always engaged in fundraising activity, grant applications, all that sort of thing, to raise the money in order to buy and fund the equipment that we need to keep the cadets having fun.
Now, I would think in this day and age, and I mean, you know, everybody's sort of constrained, got problems with finance and things like that, and all the bills keep going up and everything else. I'd imagine it must be pretty hard work to organise fundraising events, and also, of course, all the work which needs to be put in for grant applications.
It is. I mean, it's a constant thread that certainly runs through my day. We have benefited from some very, very generous donors and grants over the last 12 months. We were able to buy two new Zest dinghies with some money from the Savills Managing to Give organisation. The Setterfield Trust have very kindly funded repairs to our slipway. And we've received a number of grants through the Suffolk Community Fund, the last one of which enabled us to buy a giant 8-man paddleboard, which was an absolute hit last summer, and is an ideal way for the junior cadets, the younger cadets, to learn water confidence and balance, and to, indeed teamwork, before they then sort of progress to the individual stand-up paddleboards or indeed kayaks.
Now, I happen to know that you're involved with lots of other organisations like the Armed Forces Community Support. You're the officer for the veterans in the local community. Tell us a bit about that.
That's right. I did 21 years in the Royal Navy myself, and I'm very passionate about veterans' welfare, and want veterans to be, you know, properly supported and have access to all of the services that are available to them. I volunteer for both the Legion and the Royal Navy Association in Beckles as the branch community support officer, and that involves, you know, befriending phone calls, home visits, linking them up with befriending services or other services such as welfare grant applications. I also work as the Armed Forces Community Support Officer for the James Paget Hospital. And we have a system there where we identify every veteran on admittance to the hospital, do a bed visit, speak to them, look into their needs, liaise with adult services and occupational therapy. And again, we may be able to access additional services through military charities or other veteran support services to assist those veterans on their discharge home.
I think that's wonderful that so much support is available to the veterans, certainly across your local community. And many thanks for all the work that you and everybody else connected to help the veterans in the area and everybody else in the Beckles and Lowestoft Sea Cadets. Sounds like you're pretty busy.
I am, but as they say, if you want something done, you give it to a busy person.
Now, what about events in the local area, if I can come back to that? Now, I think you've got an open day coming up, haven't you, in July for the Beckles and Lowestoft Sea Cadets, is that correct?
That is, yes. So once we move into summer and the better weather, we will be holding a summer fair and an open day out of the Sea Cadet headquarters in Fenlane, Beccles. That's on Saturday, July the 20th. We'll be showcasing cadet activities. We'll have some fundraising stalls and some refreshments available. And we'll be advertising that, obviously, on social media nearer the time. We would urge people to come along and see what we do and support us. But as we move into our boating season again, which will be just after Easter, we are still recruiting into the unit. We encourage and welcome new young people. So if you want to get in touch now and join one of our new entries, and then you'll be sort of, you know, on the books and ready to enjoy the boating season.
Sounds like a great idea to me. Now, let's give out that contact information once again, how people can get in contact and find out more about the Beccles and Lowestoft Sea Cadets. And also, of course, how to talk to you about the possibility of arranging talks at various organisations.
So our telephone number is 01502 711 858, and you can leave a message on that number. Our email is info@BecclesSeaCadets, that's all one word, .uk. And you can message us through Facebook and see what we get up to, all our photographs. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/BecclesSCC.
That's great. Just give us that phone number once again, Kath.
The phone number is 01502 711 858.
Sounds wonderful to me. Kath, can I thank you for joining us here on East Point Radio on the Monday Montage programme, and for all the information that you've given us today concerning the Beccles and Lowestoft Sea Cadets, and also, of course, the Armed Forces Community Support Officer role, which you get involved with for the veterans in the local community.
Well, thank you, Mark, for the opportunity. It's always great to get out the good news about what the Beccles and Lowestoft Sea Cadets are getting up to, and the fact that it's such a tremendous opportunity for the young people of our area.
Sounds absolutely wonderful to me, Kath. And once again, as I say, any information that you have, can you also send it through to our head office, which is studio@eastpointradio.com. That's studio@eastpointradio.com, and we'll do all we can to promote the various activities that your organisations get involved with.
That's great. Thanks very much. And we'll share details of our forthcoming events.
Please do. Thank you very much, Kath. Thank you.
Thank you.